the American dream is on life support. In a stunning reversal of national identity, Americans now have less chance of rising from poverty than their Canadian or European counterparts. This isn't just about inequality, it's about immobility, the hardening of class lines that prevent talented individuals from rising based on merit. When Denmark offers more economic opportunity than the United States, something has gone profoundly wrong with America's promise. F.H. Buckley's analysis cuts through partisan talking points to reveal how America has developed a new class aristocracy, a privileged elite that hoards opportunity while claiming to champion equality. This aristocracy isn't maintained through formal titles, but through subtle mechanisms, exclusive networks, educational gatekeeping, and regulatory barriers that protect insiders from competition. What makes this particularly insidious is how it contradicts America's self-image as the land of opportunity where anyone can succeed through hard work and determination. The statistics are sobering. The 1% now take home about 17% of all earnings. Middle-class Americans saw their real after-tax income grow just 37% over three decades, while the wealthiest enjoyed gains of 275%. But the most damning number is America's immobility score of 0.47, meaning children of wealthy parents retain nearly half their parents' economic advantage, a level of inheritance that would make old European aristocrats proud. Throughout history, aristocracy, not equality, has been humanity's default, with hierarchical systems of inherited privilege emerging across cultures. The American experiment marked a radical departure, as the founders deliberately created a system to prevent hereditary privilege, despite their own wealthy status. When Hamilton proposed lifetime appointments for presidents and senators, his quasi-monarchical vision was dismissed outright. Even Virginia's Tidewater planters, who'd created their own minor aristocracy, produced documents like Mason's Virginia Declaration of Rights that explicitly rejected inherited privilege. The founders expected a natural aristocracy of talent and virtue to emerge. Jefferson believed these qualities would prevail in elections, while Adams doubted talent could compete with wealth and connections, a concern history has largely validated. Lincoln later transformed Jefferson's abstract equality into a practical promise of upward mobility. His vision that talent and hard work, not birth, should determine success became the American dream, supported by policies like land-grant colleges and the Homestead Act. The Great Gatsby curve shows that countries with higher inequality have lower mobility. Denmark exemplifies equality and mobility, while the United States increasingly mirrors Brazil's pattern of entrenched inequality and limited mobility. America has the developed world's smallest middle class, 38.6% of households, and greater wealth inequality than European nations. Jobs polarization has hollowed out the middle class, creating growth in high-paid professional and low-skilled service jobs while eliminating middle-income manufacturing positions. For a $400,000 earning father, it takes four or five generations for descendants to reach middle class, unlike more mobile societies where advantages fade faster across generations. The American dream has shifted northward, with Canada now offering greater economic mobility. This decline stems from multiple factors: vanishing middle-class jobs, changing family structures, especially single parenthood, weakened public education, flawed immigration policies, and legal barriers. The inequality-immobility relationship is bidirectional. Increased mobility could foster greater equality. Income immobility threatens both progressive and conservative values. When economic outcomes become predictable based on family background, freedom and community suffer. World Value Survey data shows countries with greater equality have higher social trust and civic participation, while U.S. states with higher inequality show lower trust. This erosion of social solidarity undermines community cohesion. For libertarians, concentrated wealth endangers fundamental freedoms. Countries like New Zealand, Switzerland, and Canada demonstrate that economic freedom and income equality can coexist. They surpass the United States in both measures. Our concern with fairness reflects human nature. Studies show people reject unfair deals, even at personal cost, and most prefer relative advantage over absolute gains. When mobility stalls, it challenges society's basic sense of fairness. Today's American aristocrats form a dominant new class that identifies members through sophisticated recognition mechanisms, reciprocal altruism, facial signals, networks, and reputations, allowing them to maintain mutual trust while blocking competition from below. The new class clusters in select counties, from Georgetown to La Jolla, where wealth concentrates so dramatically that removing just 15 counties eliminates inter-county income inequality. They share three P's: places, professions, and politics. Politics serves as a green beard signal for member recognition. America's exceptional political rancor stems from this tribal signaling, with the left viewing opposition as moral failure and conservatives portrayed as both wrong and evil. These recognition benefits favor liberal new class members who have more to trade within their networks. Their connections are tighter through shared schools, professions, views, and neighborhoods, often just 1 or 2 degrees of separation. Unlike earlier aristocracies justified by service obligations, today's new class lacks a service ethic. They equate social justice with correct opinions rather than personal sacrifice. Their meritocratic success through academic achievement makes them especially resistant to challenges from below. America's political landscape features wealthy elites and the dependent underclass united against the middle class, a red Tory coalition reminiscent of 19th century Britain's aristocrat worker alliance. The new class, unable to win elections alone, courts the underclass through welfare security while maintaining elite privileges. This was evident in 2012 when Romney's economic opportunity message failed against welfare state promises. Organizations claiming to represent disadvantaged groups often support policies that harm their constituents, opposing school choice, backing immigration that increases low-wage competition, and fighting tort reform that could boost employment. Education is the key battleground. Upper-class parents oppose school choice while sending their children to private schools, effectively preserving their advantage by keeping others in failing public schools. This educational inequality directly drives income immobility, with test score gaps mirroring earnings disparities. Despite school choice's potential to democratize opportunity, teachers' unions and wealthy parents resist such reforms. The American dream persists, but its revival requires confronting how a new class aristocracy has captured our institutions. 5 crucial reforms could break down entrenched hierarchies: reducing capital gains taxes while closing loopholes, skill-based immigration reform, limiting criminal sanctions to violent crimes, enabling interstate civil cases to move to federal courts, and implementing broad school voucher programs. America's challenges stem from its size and institutional rigidity. The separation of powers creates a one-way ratchet where bad laws become permanent. Parliamentary systems better correct flawed policies through reversibility. Both parties fail on income immobility. Democrats offer sympathy without solutions. Republicans ignore the issue entirely. Yet voices across the spectrum oppose aristocracy and champion common humanity. The stakes are fundamental to our national identity. America was founded on merit over birth, but today's system increasingly mirrors the class-bound societies our ancestors fled. Restoring the American dream means dismantling privilege-protecting barriers and reopening advancement pathways, fulfilling Lincoln's vision of an unfettered start and a fair chance in the race of life.